In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
I'm glad to be with you today. I have with me Maria Vadia, and we are going to be doing this program together because we want to invite you tonight to the Crown Plaza in Woburn, 15 Middlesex Canal Park Road. And we start the Days of Glory tonight at 7 o'clock, and it's Thursday night, all day Friday, all day Saturday, and part of the day Sunday. So Maria has something to tell you. The program is about the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
That's right. That's the theme for this conference. It's Revelation 12, verse 11. And they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Brothers and sisters, you who are listening, it is by the blood of Jesus that we overcome. It's by the blood of Jesus that we experience victory in our lives. Because it's by the blood of Jesus that the enemy was defeated. And this is so important that we learn to go deeper into what the blood of Jesus has done for us, that we start understanding in a deeper way the power in the blood of Jesus. Because the blood of Jesus is as powerful today as it was 2,000 years ago. It's a never-ending fountain of power and grace and glory. And so Peter says that in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, that we were not purchased with silver or gold. We were purchased with the blood of the Lamb. And we now belong to another master. Amen. Psalm 107, verse 2 says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed out of the hand of the adversary." See, that when we give our lives to Jesus, when he becomes our Lord and Savior, this becomes a reality. There is a redemption. There is a transfer. We get transferred out of the dominion of darkness into the kingdom of the Lord. And this is a new life right here on earth.
That new life has started in baptism, but we must live out the Christian walk. People that say, "Well, I was baptized." Are you living your baptismal vows? Are you living Jesus Christ? Are you preaching the Lord? When's the last time you had a testimony? You know, when I say a testimony, I say not what happened 40 years ago with me 48 years ago, but what happened in the last month. Let me just tell you part of my testimony in the last month and a half. I was praying with a woman who had rosary beads around her neck, and she came up to me the next Saturday and said, "I was completely delivered of drugs when you prayed over me." We just went out Saturday to the homeless, and I heard one of the homeless ladies say, "I've got to see the priest, I've got to see the priest, I've got to see the priest." So they brought her to me, and I said, "What's wrong?" She said, "No, nothing's wrong." She said, "You prayed last week that my daughter would wake up from the coma, and she woke up." And she said, "Not only did she wake up, she knows us all." So I said, "Well, let's start thanking the Lord." So we started to thank the Lord. That's part of my testimony. It's not something that happened 40 years ago. It's something that happened last week. Just one more. I remember when I was in Northfield, and there were two people, one lady that I know, Jackie, and the other lady I didn't know. So I just put my hands on the other lady that I didn't know, on her head. She was delivered of back problems. I didn't even say a prayer. This is God working. It's grace. It's about grace. And you're invited tonight to Days of Glory at the Crown Plaza, Woburn, 15 Middlesex Canal Park Road. Here's Maria.
Yes, I want to read from Revelation chapter 5, starting in verse 9. "For you were slain, and you purchased for God with your blood men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. And you have made them to be a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth." We are that people that the Lord has purchased. We are the people that are his. We are the people that walk like Jesus walked. We are the people that have been empowered with the Spirit of God, and the Lord has delegated His authority to us so that we can rule and reign in this planet. It's you and I. When we have this revelation of who we are in Christ, that we are not orphans, we are more than conquerors, we're sons and daughters, and that we are here to extend His kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. We are here to enforce the victory of Calvary. But this revelation has to come out of our mouth so that the enemy can be stopped. Because the devil is a liar. John 8:44, he's a liar and the father of all lies. The devil is a bully. He's a tormentor. And he torments our thinking. He comes with his lies into our minds to harass us, to bring us down. But once we know the power of the blood of Jesus, like Jesus in the desert, we say, it is written, by the blood of the Lamb I have been redeemed out of your hands, so get out of my life. It is written, by the blood of Jesus I have the forgiveness of all my sins. It is written, by the blood of Jesus I have been justified. And this is so good, because to be justified means that we have been declared not guilty in the court of law. We have been declared not guilty because of the blood of Jesus, because on the cross He took all our sins, all our wrongdoing, all our iniquity, so that we could be forgiven, so that we could be set free. This, we are in the covenant of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Hebrews chapter 8, it says in verse 12, "For I will be merciful to their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more." Is that good news or what? Hebrews 10:17, "And their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more." Father, is that good news or what? This gives us freedom, because I don't have to live with my past on top of me. I don't have to live anymore under the weight of guilt, sin, and condemnation. My papa doesn't even remember what I did in the past. So Romans 8:1, "Now therefore there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." I was in Italy at some point, and I was talking about the blood of Jesus. The Lord changed everything that I was supposed to say, and He said, "Talk about my blood tonight." And as I was giving a preaching on the blood of Jesus, this Italian lady in her 70s, she started to weep and weep and weep. She was so touched by what the Bible says about the blood of Jesus. And then she got up to give testimony, weeping. And she says, "Today I have understood what the blood of Jesus has done for me, because I've been a good Catholic all my life. And every time I go to confession, I go to confession with one priest, but I don't believe that I have been forgiven. And then to make sure, I go to a second priest to make sure that the first priest was okay. After the second priest, I go to confession a third time to make sure that the other two priests told me that I had been forgiven. And I've lived like that all my life. But today, I am free from that lie. Now I understand what the blood of Jesus has done for me." So, brothers and sisters, receive the revelation, the power of the blood of the Lamb. This is real. And this is how we overcome the enemy, because he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He comes to stop us. He doesn't want us to enter the destiny and the plan and the purpose that God has for our lives. And if we don't have the revelation of the blood of the Lamb, He's going to have an advantage over our lives.
As Peter said, "You were not bought with any diminishable price of silver or gold, but the precious blood of Jesus, a lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world." Jesus Christ has shed His blood. And you know, I often think that here we are as Catholic priests and Catholic people, and we have the blood on the altar, the precious blood of Jesus on the altar, and we don't know the power of the blood. That's sad. That's sad. And then you'll have another person from another denomination just talking about the blood. And I'm saying, we have the blood on the altar, and we don't proclaim what the blood does. We don't proclaim the power of the blood. Not only does the blood forgive us from sin, but by His stripes we were healed. By the bloody stripes on His back we were healed. That healing comes with the blood. healing comes with being a Christian. People say that happened with the apostles and that didn't happen anymore. Well, let me tell you what St. Augustine thought. Augustine thought that healing stopped with the apostles. It was Holy Saturday and people were on pallets that were sick, and he was doing the service on Holy Saturday. And at the Gloria, I think, the people on the pallets were instantly healed. He had to change his theology. Isn't it wonderful that people have to change their theology when they find out what Jesus knows how to do? It's wonderful.
There is also protection by the blood of the Lamb, just like God's people in the book of Exodus. On the night of the Passover, they were commanded to kill a lamb, a lamb for each household. And they would kill the lamb and use the blood, according to what the Lord said. Mark the doorposts of your home with the blood of that lamb, because tonight the destroyer will go by. And when he sees the blood on the doorposts of your houses, he will pass you over. And as you know, the people of God were protected. The firstborn of the people of God were protected. All the firstborn of the Egyptians died by the destroyer. So there is great protection when you apply the blood of Jesus on yourself, on your lives, on your family, on your possessions. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus every single day of my life. I cover my property. I cover my families. When I get in the car, I cover the car with the blood of the Lamb. And I speak it out and I said, I'm under the blood of Jesus. I am being protected by the blood of Jesus. I remember one time in Africa, in Uganda, in a place called Kotido, full of witchcraft and warlocks, and just a demonic area where the people that do not know Jesus, they even sacrifice human beings. And the witch doctors were upset at me, and they released a snake. I was to come against me. I was asleep in the middle of the night, and the Lord woke me up, and I said, "What is it, Lord?" And I heard the word snake, snake. So I knew that these witch doctors had released a snake to come against me. But I stood up and I applied the blood of Jesus in my room. I covered my room with the blood of the Lamb, and I drew an invisible line and I said, "You cannot, snakes, you cannot trespass this blood. You cannot trespass this line of the blood of Jesus in this room. You cannot, in Jesus' mighty name." And I went to sleep. And the next morning when I left the room, a few yards away, a huge snake. See, this is the power of the blood of Jesus. There is protection in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is healing in the blood of Jesus. There is victory in the blood of Jesus. There is breakthrough in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And how many of us need breakthrough? So many need breakthrough. And I'm going to tell you, the breakthrough comes by us sharing with people about Jesus. When is the last time you shared a person about Jesus? When did you bring them to a prayer meeting or to Mass? You see, many years ago, I've been baptized in the Spirit by the grace of God 48 or 49 years. And everything was so alive then. Testimony after testimony was being given because Jesus was changing people's lives. Now we're 50 years old, we're middle-aged, and you know what? The testimonies are gone for the most part. People come and they sing a couple of songs, and that's about it. They read a scripture. God wants to renew the renewal. God wants to renew the renewal with the power of the blood, with the power of the Holy Spirit. Remember when we first met the Holy Spirit, how happy we were, how we knew we had a gift that only God could give. This has not changed. God has not changed. It's like the person that was driving with his wife, and he was the driver and she was the passenger. And when they were courting together, she was so close to him. And what happened? After 30 years of marriage, she was near the door and he's driving. And she said, "Why did this happen this way?" And the husband said, "I never moved an inch." God never moved an inch. He's never moved an inch. He's looking for people to share with about Jesus, about the power of the cross, about the power of the resurrection, about the power of the blood.
As we have been speaking about the blood of Jesus, I see the Lord healing some people. I see pancreas being healed. If that's for you, receive it by faith. Livers are being healed in the name of Jesus. Receive it by faith. I see thyroid glands being healed in the name of Jesus. By the wounds of Jesus, we have been healed. This is a reality. It happened on the cross 2,000 years ago. That's where your healing is. And today we receive this healing by faith in what the Lord has done for us. There is great power in the blood of the Lamb. And very few people that I know that come to church ever talk about the blood of Jesus. We Catholics, we love, Father, we love the holy water and the blessed salt and the holy oil. And I have those things. We major on holy water, blessed salt, and holy oil. You know what I'm saying? But how about majoring on the blood of Jesus? Because this is our victory. This is our real victory. And this is what we need today so that we can have the revelation of who we are in this planet. We are sons and daughters of God, commissioned by God Himself to carry on with the works of Jesus. The same anointing that was on Jesus is on us. 1 John 1:8, the reason the Son of God was manifested was to destroy the works of the devil. We have been anointed to destroy the works of the devil. This is all in the power of the Holy Spirit, because by the blood of Jesus, we have conquered. The blood of Jesus is our victory. And it's not that we are fighting a battle for victory. No, the victory is already there. Jesus won it at the cross. We are here to enforce it. We are here to make it real to us, because He already defeated the enemy once and for all. So I think this is a revelation of the blood that the Holy Spirit is desiring to release upon the people of God, because we are more than conquerors. We are not losers. We are more than conquerors. And our minds need to be renewed. We need to have a transformed mind so that we can fulfill what God has created us to accomplish in this planet. I remember one time in Tanzania, we had just finished a week-long ministry, and it was so powerful. Muslims gave their lives to Jesus. So many healings, so many breakthroughs, so much restoration in families. And I had a sense after everything was done that the enemy really wanted to get to us because of his anger. So somebody came into our vehicle and said, "You better protect yourselves because the devil is very angry at you." And I said, "I know, we are already protecting ourselves." We covered this van with the blood of Jesus. We used our authority to bind every spirit of retaliation and revenge. We bound in the name of Jesus spirit of accident. And when we were on the highway, this car from the far left went out of control, coming against us. But by the grace of God, it did not hit us. And this was supernatural. This was all because of the blood of the Lamb, because God's protection was upon us. Brothers and sisters, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. It's not enough to know it in your head. You have to release it. That word of the testimony of what Jesus has done, that word of the testimony of the blood of Jesus has to come out of your mouth, because when the devil comes to tell you that you are no good, that you are a loser, that you will never carry on with God's plan and purposes, when he starts reminding you of your past, when he starts tormenting you with every failure and with every disaster in your life, you are going to have to open your mouth gate, and you're going to have to start releasing the truth of the blood of the Lamb so that you can silence him. This is spiritual warfare, and this is not by meditation. This is by proclamation. Say this, it's not by meditation, it's by proclamation. The truth of the blood of Jesus has to come out of your mouth, because you have the power of life and death in your mouth. And in order to silence the devil, you're going to have to release the truth of the blood of the Lamb. This is a daily thing. Hallelujah.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power. wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is healing, healing, wonder working healing in the blood of the Lamb. There is healing, healing, wonder working healing in the precious blood of the Lamb, the precious blood of Jesus. In the old calendar, they used to have on July 1st, the precious blood of Jesus on that day. We don't have that anymore. But you know what? Every day it's being called upon to call upon the blood of Jesus, the precious blood of Jesus, especially on the altar. When you see the blood on the altar, Lord Jesus, cover me with the blood. Cover my family with the blood. Cover my home with the blood. Cover everything with the blood. See, I don't understand. In the breviary, blood is always mentioned that the priest prays and the lay people pray. All about the blood, it talks about the blood. And no one that I know will speak about the blood. And I say we need to speak about the blood. We need to speak about the blood. Thank God for Matthew that speaks about the blood. Thank God for Eric that speaks about the blood. We need to speak about it because it's the power of God. It's the power of God to keep us safe.
Thank you, Jesus, for the blood of the Lamb, because we have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb out of the hand of the adversary. We are no longer in the hands of the adversary. We belong to Jesus now. We are in a different kingdom now, and we have to know the power of the blood of Jesus to overcome in this planet. Once we are in heaven, we don't have to overcome anything, but we overcome in this planet. How? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So this is so important that we catch the revelation, that you ask the Holy Spirit to take you deeper into the blood of the Lamb, that you start opening your Bible and start reading about the blood of the Lamb, because this is how we overcome. Thank you, Jesus. Hosea 4:6, the prophet says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. If we don't understand the blood of the Lamb, the enemy will have an advantage over our lives. Amen. We have to know the power of the blood of the Lamb. It is our victory. We have been redeemed. We have been delivered. We have been forgiven, cleansed, justified, and sanctified by the blood of Jesus. And we are part of that eternal covenant of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are living in times of grace. This is the covenant of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are a part of it. In the book of Hebrews chapter 13, there is a beautiful blessing. Verses 20 and 21, and it says, now the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord, equip you in every good thing to do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Through the blood of the eternal covenant of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are being equipped with every good thing to do the will of God in this planet. We represent a king and a kingdom. He has given us his authority. He has given us the power of the Holy Spirit, this amazing baptism of the Holy Spirit that 50 years ago came on a group of students in Catholic students in Pittsburgh. 50 years ago, it's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's the empowerment. It's being clothed with power from on high so that we can carry on with the works of Jesus. And the blood of the Lamb makes this possible. As Father said, it's 50 years that it happens. But now we have to take a look at ourselves and say, Lord, we need fresh revival. We need a fresh move of God in our lives, in the church, in this nation, because we are the people that of the body of Christ. We are the people that represent Jesus, and we are supposed to impact the culture and the nations where we are living. But the opposite has taken place. The world has really influenced us. But I say it's time to stop that. Now there is a reversal taking place. Thank you, Lord God.
again, I'd like to invite you tonight to the Days of Glory. It's Thursday, and it's at Crown Plaza, Woburn, 15 Middlesex Road. Crown Plaza, Woburn, 15 Middlesex Road. The telephone number is 781-935-8760. 781-935-8760. We will continue all day tomorrow, which is Friday, all day Saturday, and part of the day on Sunday. You can come any time and register. What's it called? Days of Glory. That's when the glory comes. I'll tell you, anything and everything can happen. Anything and everything can happen. That's why we worship and praise God, that the glory come, the presence of God come. Oh, would I love to see the cloud come into that auditorium tonight, the cloud of glory. Oh, would I love to see the fire. Once we smell the fire, once we smell the fire, when we're speaking about fire, it's all about the power of God. Days of Glory, tonight, Thursday, 7 o'clock Mass, at the Holiday Inn, no it's not, Crown Plaza, at 15 Middlesex Canal Park Road in Woburn. I hope you're going to be there, because great things are going to happen. Great things are going to happen. You know why? Because Jesus is already there waiting for us. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.